Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, another tough Friday night start. North Dakota comes out and scores three just 26 minutes into the hockey game. What does that do to a team's energy?
Well, it's always tough, especially when they score as early as they did. I think it was two or three minutes in they got one, and you know. But that's just I think any team has to go through that. You got to learn to deal with that. You can't let it be a setback. And the first thing we always talk about is what's our pushback going to be like. And you know, again, credit North Dakota. They came out hard. They got a puck to the net. Got a fortunate tip. You know, in the second goal, same thing. There were things we could have done differently on both those goals, Kelly, that, again, it's an opportunity to teach and show young players that positionally wise. And that's, again, I talked about this before, that's the process. You know, you have to embrace the process. We're gonna keep getting better. Certainly credit North Dakota for the way they came out playing hard. But that hole just turned out to be too deep to climb out of again, although I thought we made a valiant effort. Had a great opportunity. It was 3-1, just missed on a power play opportunity we had. I think it was Abby Haluska that was alone in the slot. And so who knows? That puck goes in, out 3-2. You just never know the way game of hockey is. But a lot of good things out of last night. You know, again, watching the tape, there was a lot of things we took as positives, and now today's another opportunity.
I know you and Amber watched a lot of film last night on the bus ride back. What kind of things did you see that you know your team needs to do differently today?
Well, some of it had, D zone stuff, just again, positionally. But there's some things tactically that we looked at that we can do a little better that I think that will help us get out of the zone. And one of the things we thought just watching the tape is some of our decisions with the puck, we just could make better decisions. You know, there was an opportunity, maybe we hang on to it just a little bit longer here, we get it to the net there. I mean, just things like that, that again, you show them on tape and hopefully they see that. And if they're in that position today, they make that play because, the game of hockey is obviously it's instinctive. You got to make quick decisions, and that's always going to be part of it. But if we can show them on tape where maybe we do something just a little bit differently, now we're going to get another chance to get pucks to the net. And again, that's what it gets down to. I thought, had we gotten more pucks than that, who knows? We could have tied that thing up because, it wasn't like their goalie was booting everything out. I mean, the two goals we got were just shots to the net that went in.
Well, I know we talk about the little things, and the one little thing I noticed your team did do well was faceoffs last night. Obviously, that's a possessional part of the hockey game, but the neutral zone, you said those choices, just being able to set up the right pass or get it closer to the net. I noticed that from a bird's eye view, and I was way up there. I'm sure the fans listening probably were thinking I was being a little harsh, but there were some times where the passes just weren't crisp.
Yeah, that was another part of the game that we just need to get better at. Passing is just so crucial because if a pass is on the tape, now you have a chance to create a goal scoring opportunity. But if you throw that puck just a little bit behind or a little too far out in front, that opportunity is gone. And that's just how important passing is, and that's offensively, defensively the same thing. A pass on the tape means we're out of the zone. Pass that's thrown behind or too far in front, now you're playing defense. I mean, passing is a critical part of the game and an area that we definitely need to get better at.
I know everybody could look at today's game, the quick turnaround, being a home and home, and make excuses, but your team knows what it needs to do here today, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You just got to go out and play our game. Get it when that puck drops at 3:07. We got to be ready. We got to come out of the chute like a V2 rocket and just play that way the entire game. Play hard. Win those battles, just the things we constantly talk about. But we need to be ready. We need to be playing on our toes, Kelly.
You got two goals from two freshmen last night, their first career goals. It's about time. I know your freshman class was a little bit snake bit. You told them to be patient. They finally are patient. And Abby Haluska chops away at it and puts it in. And then Jack Casa, she said it wasn't pretty, but she put it through, and it was one of those where she just threw it at the net, and it went past or went through the five hole.
Absolutely, yeah, both of them. Neither one was a rocket. Neither one was like a holy smokes type of shot. They just got pucks to the net. But again, that's hockey. And again, I've been really, really happy with the way all of our freshmen have played. They're generating chances on a game by game basis. Certainly, it was tough having Kiki out last night, and she'll be out again today, but. To see Jack and Abby score those goals was big, and hopefully that'll just be the first of many for both of them.
I know you made some changes late in the hockey game to your lines. I see you're back to the lines that you had started with last night. Anything different about tonight's game that you look at? You might change lines if things don't go right?
You never know. I mean, it's obviously the game's going to dictate that, but we just want to get out today and just, again, play hard. I didn't want to you know, explode everything and change all the lines around. We just got to keep playing our game, and we're here at home. Let's have a good first period and go from there.
It is a breast cancer awareness game. What does this mean to you to have your team out there trying to create this awareness?
Well, I think it's just so important, and it's a great opportunity for players, particularly obviously for women's hockey, to bring awareness to something like breast cancer. It's just something that, you know, we hope to be able to stamp out forever one day. But if whatever we can do as a hockey team and as a sport to bring awareness to it, then by all means, it's really, really important.
What's it going to take to beat North Dakota here today?
60 minutes of Beaver hockey, Kelly. We just got to get out there and play 20 at a time. We need to have a good first and just go from there.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much.